And you're welcome back to the news at one. So less than 48 hours to go until polls open and the votes are cast. After last night's big TV debate, party leaders and other candidates have been honing their final messages. The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin was asked whether he thought it was important that a new government was in place before Donald Trump's inauguration on the 20th of January.
Timelines will be tight, but it would be important, I think, if we could get that done, but a lot depends on the results, but I think it would be important to do it before a US administration is elected. Certainly we don't want to go as long as we did last time.
The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, meanwhile, was asked about Micheál Martin, again saying he wouldn't go into government with Sinn Féin.
He's been pretty categoric on lots of things in the past, and he hasn't necessarily been consistent over time. I mean, my concern at this stage, with all due respect to Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil, isn't really with them. If they believe that Fine Gael has to be back in government, I disagree with them. I think that's bad politics and would represent the wrong choice.
Government formation was also an issue put to the Social Democrats' deputy leader, Cian O'Callaghan.
We'll begin the process of negotiating after the election. We don't know at this stage how many Social Democrat TDs will be returned. We're certainly hopeful that we'll make a significant number of gains, but we don't know what the possibilities are going to be after the election. It is a very open election. We're in a good place. We've got good momentum. The polls are certainly very encouraging for us. But until we see the outcome of the election on Saturday and Sunday, we're not going to know what the possibilities are. We certainly will talk to other parties and see where we can get common ground.
The Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman said his message for voters was not to sleepwalk into a Conservative government.
The polls are really close right now. It's looking likely that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be returned to government, but they'll need something extra there. And there is a very real possibility of right-wing independents or small populist parties propping up the next government. And just in the same way as the Green Party provided a progressive direction over the last 4.5 years, small parties, populist parties, could provide a very negative, a very regressive direction going forward.
The Labour Party leader Ivana Bacic, meanwhile, again stated that in her view, the only way to bring about change was for Labour and other centre-left parties to form a negotiating bloc.
But of course, we're fighting this election on our own as a Labour Party. And indeed, we would never presume to suggest other parties shouldn't do the same. Of course, we all fight alone. But we come absolutely after the election. People want to know what's the credible pathway for delivering a vision for change. And that's why I said the first people we need to talk to are those who share our vision and our values. And then we can form a common platform for change. Because I'm a Democrat, I'm a trade unionist, and it is about solidarity and collective strength of numbers to go into any talks on formation of government to deliver the change our communities need.
Ivana Bacic, let's get a roundup now of developments from our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, huge anticipation ahead of last night's TV debate. Was there anything there, though, to shift the trajectory of this election?
I don't think so. I think it was an interesting more than 90-minute debate, which was focused on policy, and it gave the more than 1 million people who tuned in a chance to get a sense of where the party leaders stood on this, the three leaders who could likely be the next Taoiseach of the country. And yet there wasn't any drama, there wasn't any debating moment which would sort of assist someone or take away from another. And so you could call it a sort of a score draw. And that reflects where the three parties are bunched together, and it's unclear over the next 48 hours whether that's going to shift. The one thing we do know is that there's an awful lot of people out there who remain undecided, and for that very reason all of the parties are going to continue to fight for every single minute of the campaign. But maybe you could sum it up this way: the debate, like the election campaign, is one that failed to catch fire.
Tomorrow will be the final day of campaigning. Fine Gael have had the most difficult campaign. How would you characterise the past 3 weeks?
I think that for Fine Gael it has been difficult, and it seemed to me that there was opportunities for the party to stem some of those stories or problems which sort of tend to roll on for more than 1 or 2 days. The issue with Senator McGowan and County Louth, their candidate up there, it's still I don't understand why the party didn't ensure that he made some interview, whether on local or national radio, in which some of the questions which arose from that video being leaked, you know, to the Sunday papers, that wasn't something he went in and answered questions, and that would have put much of it to bed. Instead, it was an issue which rolled through the general election campaign. I mean, I think what struck me about virtually all of the parties was that they were hopeful about this campaign at the beginning, and here we are, just 48 hours of a campaign left, and they're still hopeful. And so it just shows how we often talk about how a campaign matters. Maybe this general election campaign 2024 is one that sort of raises questions about that maxim, because all of the parties, they've made the launches, they've had the manifestos, and yet you don't get a sense that there's been some movement within the dynamic of those past 3 weeks.
Talking of difficulties for Fine Gael, the questions over contact between the party and RTE over the Charlotte Fallon tape, they haven't gone away. What's been happening this morning?
So the latest sort of line on that has come from Sinn Féin's Matt Carty, and he's suggesting this morning that RTÉ should publish details of Fine Gael correspondence. He says it's in the interest of transparency and to assure the public that the national broadcaster is not facing undue pressure by government parties. As I understand it, RTÉ isn't speaking on this and wasn't speaking last night on it. It remains an issue in the campaign. It certainly was dominating yesterday, but today I think the parties, as you heard in that roundup of clips, they're beginning to focus on their own message. In other words, trying to reach those undecided voters and indeed look forward to what might be happening after Election Day and coalitionology, as it's sometimes called.
It does feel premature, but is it inevitable that we'll be hearing more and more about who's willing to do a deal with who?
Yeah, and because that's the reality of it. We often talk around general election time of it's the numbers that count. And so it will be maybe, you know, Sunday night when we've got a clear idea of whether or not one party or another have caught the public's imagination and therefore are in the driving seat for a coalition. You know, it's only going to increase. It started a long time ago. It's only going to advance.
Is there an air as well about some of this now, as in particular listening there to Roderick O'Gorman, is there an air of, you know, single party government, no thanks about all of this, that parties are not just saying, well, vote for us if you want our policies, but are also saying, well, be careful of the others?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at sort of the opposition parties, we had Labour Party saying the worst thing that could happen would be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens coming back. We've had the Green Party talking about independence and other populist politicians. So you can just see that swirl happening over the next 48 hours as each party looking down to see what do they believe is the message that they have that can either attract votes or maybe convince others that they shouldn't do what they're about to do. Whether they're right or wrong, who knows? We'll only know that on County.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Cunningham there, our political correspondent. And just to let you know that you can watch a special midweek version of The Week in Politics. That's on RTE1 television tonight with Áine Lawler at 10:35.